It's called Wormwood. And the title and the mood of the poems comes from a quotation which you may remember from the book of the Apocalypse about the great star called Wormwood. It fell from heaven, burning as it were a torch, and it fell on the third part of the waters and the rivers, and the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. It seems to me that a person of any sensitivity spends a great deal of his or her life balancing an acceptance and a rejection of life. And these poems come from a period in my own life when denial, emotional denial, came to dominate, and when the positive openness and energy and hope were reduced to the merest vestige, a kind of brutish stubbornness in the face of the storm. But one tends to survive, and I repeat, it is one third of the waters that were turned to wormwood. This is a sequence of love poems under stress. As I'm going to read it now, it begins with a poem itself called Wormwood. I have dreamt it again, standing suddenly still in a thicket among wet trees, stunned, minutely shuddering, hearing a wooden echo escape. A mossy floor, almost colorless, disappears in depths of rain among the tree shapes. I am straining, tasting that echo a second longer. If I can hold it, familiar, if I can hold it. A black tree with a double trunk, two trees grown into one, throws up its blurred branches. The two trunks in their infinitesimal dance of growth have turned completely about one another. Their join a slowly twisted scar that I recognize. A quick arc flashes sidewise in the air, a heavy blade in flight, a wooden stroke, iron sinks in the gasping core. I will dream it again.